This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The other big story is Ollie Wines. Management reportedly approaching Carlton. So a poor captain whose management is approaching another club is a big story. From what I understand, he was a Carlton supporter as a kid. He's a Victorian, obviously, yeah, born and
Chuka,
bred.
Yeah, Chuka, so on the Murray.
He is a Victorian, and that's a pretty big story, especially when you link it to maybe the story that, well, I think, and I think most people think, that Port Adelaide are going to go back to one captain next year. It's their 150th anniversary year. I think it's a no-brainer they go back to one captain. And if you're hearing sounds of Ollie Wines maybe wanting out, then it probably makes sense to either go with Tom Jonas as a sole captain, or maybe even think about Robbie Gray, who's been targeted by other clubs, we're told, as well. So some Port Adelaide stories floating around. They released their logo for their 150th anniversary year yesterday, Port Adelaide, the new unified logo. So they're obviously going to have a pretty big year next year, 2020, but I'm pretty sure they will go with one captain. So we'll keep an eye on that story as well as that unfolds today, the whole Ollie Wines, Robbie Gray scenario. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, it's the Robbie Gray stuff I only kind of just read on the way in, and he's approaching 30, but he's not slowing down. He plays the type of game. He's the type of player I could still see playing for 4 or 5 years. So my observations of Port Adelaide is, you know, they've got to win next year, don't they? They've got to make finals for the good of the coach.
They don't make the finals, the coach is gone.
And the trades they made a couple of years ago, getting in Motlop, Rockcliffe, it all indicated
Watts,
it all indicated that they were ready to go then and there. And did really well in the draft last year, unearthing a couple. So Port Adelaide's a real smoky for me in terms of what they can produce next year. Their best is right up there with a healthy list, but you're right, the concerns around a captain's management, you know, approaching unknowingly or knowingly to the player is a bit of a concern.
Well, a manager wouldn't approach a club unknowingly to the player, would it?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't imagine.
You wouldn't think so, but at the same time, we're just guessing at it. Yeah. But you'd think that the protocol would be, hey, would you like me to have a chat to other clubs? Yeah. Or, hey, can you have a chat to another club or two to see whether there's interest in me?
Yeah, so it'll be a big watch on who will be captain of that football club. I mean, your camp with that one, Duane, a single captain makes more sense for me in the AFL, even the Melbourne situation. You know, Nathan Jones has stepped down. It'll be fascinating to see what they do in terms of whether it's Viney or, you know, the groundswell of support has come a little bit for Max Gorn.
Yeah.
So, and I probably don't have an opinion either way. I don't know that club intimately enough.